The U.S. military has launched an investigation to determine whether the murder of two U.S. civilians working for the Department of Defense was carried out by real Iraqi policemen. A senior coalition official said the FBI is trying to figure out if the assailants were actually members of the Iraqi police or if they were posing as police officers. A spokesman said that if the shooters were part of the police force, the implications are enormous. As officials announced plans to investigate the civilian killings, two Iraqi women who were working for American forces were killed in Basra when gunmen opened fire on their car as they were traveling home. American investigators are struggling to determine who is behind the rash of recent attacks against people linked to the U.S.-led coalition authority. Analyst Mohammed Qadri Saeed, military advisor at Cairo's Al-Ahram Center for Political and Strategic Studies, says U.S. intelligence is facing an uphill battle because of increasing opposition in the region.
A lot of people will hesitate to be painted as an agent for the American. The problem for American that the people inside Iraq and unfortunately outside Iraq are not proud of what they did. They did good things, in my view, in Iraq. It was an important step. But something is lacking, that the people and the countries are not proud of what America did. And that's why in the media they call it occupation, while the Americans call it liberation.
Mr. Saeed says he believes that in the Middle East, public rejection of American policy is not limited to Iraq, but includes opposition to U.S. policies throughout the Middle East.
This is a very bad thing, that the people feel happy about what they call resistance. It is not a resistance. In my view, those people are against the future of Iraq and also against the future of the region. Something in the job is going wrong, and that is the secret for this paradox.
Meanwhile, U.S. officials said an autopsy into the death of Palestinian militant Abu Abbas confirmed that he died of heart disease. Abbas, who was the ringleader of the 1985 hijacking of the Italian cruise ship Achille Lauro, had been in U.S. custody since his capture in Iraq last year. The Palestinian Liberation Front has accused the U.S. military of assassinating him. Kerry Sheridan for VOA News, Cairo.